squeaks.
You have a gun?
Just robbing the place, you know?
Is that still your intention?
No, it isn't.
Well then, I suppose the polite thing to do would be to offer you a cup of tea.
Wait, what the fuck was this movie about, dude?
See, I've been saying all weekend, like, we had the three Valentine's Day movies. We had the good one, the misogynistic terrible one.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Well, the last one was ugly. This is bad just because this is just stupid.
And when you say stupid, please put it quotes, underline it, italics, and bold. Because I've never been so I think the last time I was confused in the theater is when we saw The Counselor.
But really?
As I can remember that I was really confused on, that I couldn't keep up or what the hell was going on. And this one, I was so lost. I thought it was just a simple love story or something like that. Like, Colin Farrell meets this woman, loses his memory, and forgets all about her or something like that when I saw the trailer. And I saw this movie. Apparently, there's a horse in it. It's got wings. Russell Crowe doesn't die.
Will Smith pops up as a devil, which freaked the fuck out of me.
And his name is Judge in the movie. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck?
Like... Yeah, people, this is going to be short, because if you're looking here wondering what the plot of this movie is, P1 and I just have to shrug our shoulders at you and go, I don't fucking know. Like,
I mean, we're talking about Winter's Tale, too, by the way, the latest, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Akiva
Goldsman, who, when they
recently
said...
Recently was just a producer of a Lone Survivor.
Yeah, he's a Academy Award nominated producer and writer, but director, he can't do shit.
I don't think he can write neither, because he wrote iRobot and I Am Legend and Da Vinci Code.
I kind of like iRobot.
I don't like iRobot. I think iRobot's a piece of shit, but it's just me. I was like, I see why they got him as a writer, because most of these movies right here were confusing. So
he was a writer on Fringe. I'm confused as to what he got an Academy Award nomination for. Where the fuck did this come in? Oh, Beautiful Mind. Never mind.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's Beautiful Mind. But he was the writer and director on this one, and yeah, dude, I don't think you can do either one right at all after watching this. I had never got so lost in a movie. And plus, I kept dozing off, too. I think I dozed off for, like, as like I had my eyes closed, but I can hear what was going on. And then every now and then, I'd open my eyes up and be like, what did he just say?
I'd just be like, phone. Yes, phone. Can you tell me what's going on? No, you can't. Well, I guess I'm boned.
So you open up here with Colin. I don't even know the because was he really in love with this chick? Because I couldn't tell that, to be honest, because they didn't start boning. They only boned each other after that one.
Well, this is a hilarious part. This dude is a thief. They set that up because it starts in 1916, because they have to do the 100 years later thing. Yeah. And basically, he starts out as a thief, and this horse, before he's about to get arrested, takes him off to this magical house, which apparently has something funking in it for him, and it turns out it's a piece of ass, so he at first is just like, oh, I'm gonna steal from this bitch, until he sits down and, like every Englishman, has some tea and realizes he falls in love.
And what was wrong with her? She had cancer?
It wasn't really clear, but that's what I presumed.
Because they never said what she had, but then when they 100 years later, 2014, they just called it cancer. So what she had, it was like
tuberculosis.
They never once said that in motherfucking
data. That's what it says right here, tuberculosis.
The doctor shows up and he's just like, everybody keeps saying something's wrong with her. Something wrong. I was like, what's wrong with her? I thought she was deaf. I thought she couldn't talk or something like that. Then she started talking. I was just like, oh, okay. So
what's wrong with that?
She looks fine. And like you said, you get this scene where, like, he sits down, has tea, and you say that's supposedly where they fall in love. I didn't get not once that they fell in love with each other. And then, like, 30 minutes later, they're fucking each other, and she dies. And I was just like, I am so lost. It's not even funny.
I'm just like, well, you fucked her in oblivion. Good job.
I would have went with that joke, but then it was, like, 2 minutes later after he got on top of her, she died.
So, after the close necrophilia call, we jump to present day where Colin Farrell is For all intents and purposes, a thief.
Okay, I ask you a question. When she died, he took her to some room. Was that room supposed to bring her back to life or something? Like, what was,
I don't fucking know. Why are you asking me this shit? We've already established, like, I'm going off Wikipedia. If I didn't have this in front of me, I'd be like you. It'd be like, what could the fuck a stand?
Because you paid attention more than I did. That's why. I know you did.
I usually try to, but...
Me, I was just sitting there looking like, dude, this is dumb.
You're probably sitting there like, why can't I be watching something else? Hey, Transformers is coming up. Not that!
There's four other women in there. I wish you were in there with me, so we were the only two dudes just sitting there as they were, like, crying. Because they were in there crying and clapping and shit like that. I was just sitting there looking like, yeah, I'm so lost.
It's like, well, I'm glad you guys get this because I ain't got a fucking clue.
I remember when I walked out of theater and I was like, well, that was that then. I remember I heard the two girls in front of me. They were just like, oh, this is such a good movie. It's so sweet, dude. And I was just like, I wanted to like eavesdrop in that conversation so I could just hear what it was about. It was like, go ahead, continue. Tell me more. Okay. So that's what it was. Oh, okay, I got it now. All right.
See, when girls walked out of this, they were like, that was a good movie. I didn't get as mad, whereas if they walked out of Endless Love and said, oh, that was a good movie, in which I would punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Because this, you know, at least the acting is good.
I guess. I know.
I can take that, and at least the characters aren't completely shallow, and just, at least the movie's not completely misogynistic. I mean, dude.
That's the thing about it being shallow. I never once can get it called it to be shallow for the simple fact that I never once felt that there was a romantic angle thrown in the movie. Like,
right. I mean.
I thought it was a simple love story, but after watching the movie, it's not a love story. It's pretty much about good versus evil and saving this is she Jesus?
Yeah. Very, very religious undertones. Like I said, stupid.
I guess because when I heard him call Will Smith Lucifer, I said, "What he said?"
Yeah, that's why when you're like his name, like that's literally what it says on the cast sheet. It says Will Smith is Lucifer, which is racist as that is. I'm gonna go past that.
They got his name on IMDb as Judge, and I'm just like, "What?"
I'm looking at this as Lucifer, so maybe even IMDb and Wikipedia got confused as fuck with this.
See, even they got confused. People see, so we. Because when they sat down, like, I don't even know why Will Smith showed up personally. He must be, like, well, I guess I Am Legend, I Robot, he's just friends.
He's got to be good friends with this guy.
Yeah, he probably just good friends with this guy. But as far as, like, what was going on, as far as directing wise and everything, but then, like you said, he wakes up, because Russell Crowe catches him, and Colin Farrell tells the horse, fly away, horse, just fly away. And I was like, why don't you hop on the horse and fly away?
Why don't you go with him, dumbass?
Yeah, exactly, dumbass. Jesus Christ. So, I don't know what happened in this scene, but Russell Crowe starts headbutting him and then just throws him off this bridge, land in water, and for some reason, Russell Crowe thought he was dead. I don't know why you would think that would kill anyone if they just got headbutted three times and just thrown into a water.
If I may say one positive thing for this movie, yeah. Russell Crowe was the only one who got the memo that this was fucking stupid.
Okay. I think Russell Crowe gets that a lot in some of the movies.
And he seems to be the only one who's like, y'all know this is shit, right? So I'm gonna play this up for what it is.
I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker woke up from bed and realized that Colin Farrell was alive. He had the most baffling look on his face, and I was like, that's the look I got in this whole movie. So he's still alive. I was like, did you think he was dead? And you just threw
Yeah. him. There's not so, much to say about this shit.
So you get this scene where, like, I guess his memory is starting to come back now, and he realized that there's this girl, and he starts crying for some reason. I don't know why, and then. Actually, there's this scene where I guess Jennifer Connelly's daughter is dying. Apparently, she's diagnosed with cancer, which I didn't get in the first part of the half of the movie when I saw her. I was just like, "Oh, she has cancer, okay." And then I saw her hair all short, and I was like, "Oh, I don't even remember." Okay, well, somebody fucked up in editing here.
Yeah.
Somebody fucked up in editing here, and then next, you know, Colin Farrell realizes, "Oh, I wasn't supposed to save her 100 years ago. I'm supposed to save her." It's funny because every time Jennifer Connelly asks, how is this possible? Colin Farrell just looks at her and cries and holds his hand over his mouth and everything. He's like, I don't even know. I don't even have an answer for you. Neither does this movie. And then when they meet the little girl that got old and runs New York Times now, even she had the same look on her face every time someone asks, how is this possible? And she's just like,
Right. Loody-doo!
I said, damn, this is some straight Narnia shit right here. Like, I was like, they don't give a fuck about the plot and the story here and nothing else that's going on. They're trying to make this shit like you said earlier, like the religious undertones of it, as far as looking up into the sky and that we all become part of the solar system when we die, that, you know, we just become a star and follow the loved one. I was looking, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, you guys be kidding me. The last 30 minutes was when I woke up is because when they finally tried to just sit down and shut the fuck up with all these flying horses and shit like that, and they actually focused on that, and I was still looking, and I was like, I am so confused and baffled at this point that I don't care what happens next. And then Russell Crowe and Colin Farrell have a bro down.
Yeah.
That literally
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it was one level above the South Park sketch.
It really was.
Come on, bro.
It was that one where Randy tried to become a playwriter or something like that. And they had that fight with that dude at the end where they would just like walk around in a circle and it was at South Park or whatever, and they were just going. I was like, yeah, this is pretty much on the level of that right now. I don't know. I think Mr. Akiva, whatever the fuck this director's name, I think he got a little lost somewhere in between because I did too. And since you were that goddamn boring and lost and didn't, you're getting a mighty old fucking from me because this is pretty goddamn stupid as hell. I'm not gonna lie. I've never saw anything this goddamn dumb before. I've seen things that are bad, but fuck, this was dumb. Like, I don't even know the train of thought you would go into writing something like this.
I'm just gonna give it a low scream it because, like I said, I saw this after some pure shit we saw this weekend.
Yeah, but you ain't supposed to compare it. So, based on its own merits.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You better not be doing that this whole year. But there was this one movie that's worse than this. Or, like, no, what the fuck?
No, because here's the thing. Yes, it is a train wreck of a movie. It is an absolute train wreck. But for some unknown reason, I can't really put my finger on it. It didn't piss me off.
Pissed me off neither. I was
just
confused.
I was just more like, you know, there's moments of this where it shows that they are trying. You know, Russell Crowe at least is saving this somewhat for me because he's just hamming the shit out of this.
Man, you're giving this a lot of praise right now. Jesus Christ.
It's just like, you know.
The word saving does not, I would never put the word saving in this at all. Like, there's no saving parts in it because it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. I'll fully admit that. But to me, you know, there is some solid acting in here. And, you know, towards the end, it does kind of pick up a little bit when it gets its bearings together, finally. It's just, some people would easily say too little too late, like you are.
Yeah, because it's the last 20 minutes of the fucking film out of a 2-hour-plus movie.
Right. So, yeah. I'm just going to give it a low stream it. I mean, It didn't piss me off whatsoever. I was just more like, whatever, this is exactly what I expected it to be.
Yeah, you better not this year go off on doing that, though. I swear to fucking God, put my foot so far up your ass.
What, the whole, like,
as bad as this one movie I saw?
After what I saw this weekend?
You better fucking compare these movies on their own merit, because this shit was just, it was downright one of the worst filmmaking attributes ever as far as, like, writing and directing go, because it was just all over the fucking place. It's not even one solid film.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is, actually.
It's just
acting was whatever. I was looking at this like, oh, nobody here is moving, because everybody in here is crying, and not one of them is moving me emotionally.
Well, I mean, it made no money, so you got your wish.
I bet it didn't cost no money either, except for that horse.
$48 million to be exact.
They took that horse straight out of the Halloween 2 series. Hey, let me borrow that horse real quick, Rob Zombie. I need that real quick. I got a masterpiece on my hands here.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Fuck this movie.
Maybe there is something you are still meant to do.
Neither angel nor demon. How was he still alive? Is it possible to love someone so completely they simply can't die?
You're late. You know, Peter, nothing happens that isn't supposed to.